Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're so happy you're here. I hope everybody had a happy, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. Rod is a trance channel, so his consciousness is totally gone, and you get pure stuff from the being, whoever comes through, and it's different each week, so it's really fun to find out who's going to be here tonight. This is the last night for the November drawing for a free channeling session. All the callers that have come through in November, and it's still November until midnight, get their names entered into a free drawing for a channeling with Rod to be scheduled at everybody's convenience. So, any callers? If you want to get into that drawing for Q&A, it's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. So, let's get started.
Hello, dear one. This is Mother Teresa.
Oh, wonderful, Mother Teresa. Thank you so much for coming. We're very delighted to have you here. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start with questions?
My message is simply this, dear one. Don't tell me that you can't get it done. If you are dedicated, you certainly can get it done. Let's go.
I love it. Okay. All right. A very good message. Okay. Let's start with some things going on this week. Apparently, the Bundy trial in Nevada, a pretrial, I guess, has gone well, and the guys are being released.
Great news. It is great news.
Yes. So that looks like then the whole thing is going to go well in the long run because this judge has been influenced one way or another. Wasn't this judge pretty negative? And he has kind of changed sides. Can you give us any background on that?
Well, there was some white light around those who talked to him.
You mean he got a wake-up call?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Maybe in the middle of the night at the foot of his bed or something like that. That has happened.
Something like that, my friend.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And he paid attention.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Absolutely. So the guys get to go home, or they have to stay in a halfway house for a while. This is the government's usual control factor. But basically, they're out of prison. So this is huge.
It is huge, mm-hmm. And it's a huge victory.
It is a huge victory because all the ranchers were trying to do, Bundy's and the others, was protect their own land in a rightful way, pretty much.
Pretty much? Right on.
Right on. Okay. Right on. And so it's time for the BLM to be cleaned out and have a slap in the face and a few others.
All parts of government have to be cleaned up.
Yes, and I think some of the environmentally oriented people who are complained about the EPA being closed or changed or given more latitude to do what we would consider not positive stuff, isn't that just another way for Trump to let them hang themselves? And, of course, those smaller things can't be his major focus when he's focused on the deep state and CIA and so forth. But all those agencies need to clean out. I mean, my favorite question of someone says, why are they letting the EPA do, you know, X, whatever X is? It's not for the environment or people. I say, well, has the EPA been doing a good job over the years?
Good question.
Okay, because it hasn't, right?
Correct.
So it needs to be cleaned out or gutted or closed and moved. Yeah, closed. Okay, close the EPA and put the responsibilities into another agency, maybe a new.
It doesn't serve to have it split up.
Okay.
All the agencies need to be their own safeguards, if you will.
Well, isn't that the way it was supposed to be originally?
Yes, it was.
And the cabal kind of got in there and twisted everything like they do, take everything good and twist it to their own advantage as much as they can.
That has been a constant.
Okay, we'll come back to this. Karen, welcome.
Oh, hello. Hi. Thank you. I didn't expect you to take me so fast. I wanted to also, you intrigued me when you said about the contest, sweepstakes, whatever. So I said, okay, I have to call it. So wonderful. Thank you. And I would like to be entered, obviously. And greetings. I'm not sure what to ask. The big issues on my mind are health-related. I don't know what kind of question I could ask. Would worried about myself and my partner. He has some very serious ones with a bone marrow cancer, and they think it might be turning to leukemia. He also has prostate cancer that we thought was in remission, but he has a lot of terrible prostate or bladder symptoms. And I'm worried about my teeth. I really would like to keep them, but the dentist don't want to pull them and give me a top denture. I like to believe in the ability of the body to heal and regenerate, and I've been working on that, but I haven't been able to get control of the systemic infections, and my teeth have been going. So if you have any guidance about that.
Let me give you the Mary, because she has coming a machine that works remotely to heal as well as in direct presence. So, here you go.
Karen?
Thanks.
Before you do anything with the dentist or whatever, are you on the mainland? We're in Hawaii.
I'm in New York.
Okay. I'm not sure I have your email in my email address. Do you get the announcements directly from me? Because we need your email address in order to put you into the drawing.
Oh, okay. How do I?
Okay, send me an email.
Okay.
Send me an email at biofeedback, the word biofeedback. Okay, at fastmail, that's F like Frank. ASTMAIL, fastmail.
Okay.
.fm, like fastmail, so .fm.
Okay.
Okay. We are in the process of obtaining a machine that we've been trying to work out the finances on for almost 2 years. There's participation. And there will be availability of sessions because it works remotely. And it basically is the top energy frequency research and offering to fix the body tool on the planet. There's nothing that compares even close to it. So send me an email, and I will get back to you, okay? But it fixes just everything. If you're receptive and if you have the intent of healing and your partner also, it can do wonders. And it's the best thing going, which is why we're getting it.
What is the name of it?
It's called AOSCAN. Okay. There's very little information on the web on purpose. But we've done a lot of research and we have an advisor who's helped us tremendously in selecting the best energy frequency tool available today. Okay?
Wow. Oh, sounds great.
So send me an email, and I'll get back to you with the information.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate
Here's
that.
Mother Teresa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you have other questions, dear one?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know what my life purpose is or what I'm supposed to do here. Why I've been so obsessed with acting my whole life when I felt like ultimately it didn't work out, so I guess it wasn't meant for me.
You're what? You
yeah.
have an ability to organize things for people in the area of metaphysics that is very, very powerful. You could do this if it's something you wish to do.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it... Okay. You're a really good organizer, yes?
No, I don't think I am at all. I'm very disorganized. That's one of my problems. I'm constantly trying to get more organized. But, no, I have blocks and issues with that. That is not one of my fortes.
I think if you would allow it, it is. And you can help groups of people that want to do metaphysical things or community.
Mm-hmm. So how do you mean organizing metaphysical?
Any group needs to be organized, yes?
I suppose.
Take a group of people that want to live together in a community where the focus is on positive things, for example.
Well, they have a bunch of those.
Do they need help?
And there's groups and stuff.
Do they need
help? I'm sorry?
Help? Do they need help?
Oh, they seem to be fine.
I would beg to differ.
That doesn't feel like, you know, anything that's me.
Okay. You don't have to do that.
Is there anything else you see me doing or any kind of business that would work, that would we get out of my rut here?
You could organize people's houses for them.
Organize people's
houses.
Sorry? Houses?
Houses. Yes.
I don't think you're tapping into me. I am
okay.
I'm really worst at organizing houses. I can't do my own.
All right, then.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
my partner healing? Or is this just his way of checking out?
No, he will heal.
I'm worried about his mental state. He's, you know, already dooming himself.
His mental state is not the best, I will agree.
Yes. I'm trying to encourage him, but it's hard. And in a lot of ways, he's very stubborn and very close-minded. So, do you think it will be bad news at the doctor's appointment next Monday? He's so worried about that.
He's not going to be happy, no. But he can choose to start healing. He doesn't have to have a doctor or anyone else give him permission to do that. He can simply choose it.
By his intention?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that. I'll try to inspire him with that. Do you think the doctor will say that the leukemia is advancing?
I don't want to create that.
Right.
So I am not going to go there.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're entirely welcome, Jill.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Namaste.
Thank you, Karen. Remember that everybody gets to choose, and intent is the most powerful thing there is. But the circumstances don't matter. The intent and the choice in every situation are what really matters and what creates what you want or what you don't want. Literally.
Yeah. I know that.
Okay.
I've been saying that,
okay.
and I that, but thank you. Thank you. I will try to communicate that. I'm trying. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So there apparently was a beautiful, huge rainbow that showed up at the Bundy trial location outside Las Vegas that they spoke of. Can you speak to that?
Well, Spirit has its ways of showing up and showing support.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Will this be the same judge that they face for the trial itself, the one that's gotten the wake-up call?
Yes.
Okay, so it probably will go well because he's been encouraged to kind of change sides, eh? Yes. Okay, big smile.
Yes.
Okay. All right. The Robert David Steel videos and all the stuff that he is exposing seems to be a tremendous amount of credibility on this generally. Not that no one person has all the answers about what's going on politically, economically, in the globe, whatever. Can you speak to Robert David Steel?
99%.
Okay, that's really high. It's really high. Okay. All right. So he feels that Trump is really in the process of cutting off the head of the snake, meaning the deep state, the CIA, and all the associated nasties with that. That's pretty close.
You're talking about the cabal.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, the delightful cabal. Yes. So this is excellent. And Merlin spoke about the trio now, which was the first time I'd heard that. He's considering Trump, Putin, and Xi, a Chinese president, as now the trio who are going after the cabal big time and making huge profits, a whole other level of assertiveness, shall we say. Can you speak to that?
Yes. The light has won. The cabal just doesn't realize it yet.
Well, I guess some of them are pretty worried, are they not, as to their own survival?
Indeed they are. Yeah.
Like quaking in their boots?
Wouldn't you be?
Well, it's hard for me to imagine doing the bad stuff that the top cabal people, not the lower-level minions that got caught in the system, but the top people, the bad stuff that... I can't imagine me doing that, so... But I can empathize with them if they're even getting that they've done bad stuff. Some of them, I think, have thought they did what they were supposed to do.
Some of them have been mind employed, yes.
Okay. Okay. Right. Apparently, Gates has not been seen in public for some time. Sarah, we know, was taken off planet or taken out last around December or so. Oh, well, it's almost a year ago, right? So he can't be seen in public. And, of course, the Clintons are gone. So they only have clones or devils. But Gates hasn't been seen. So is he kind of under house arrest or disappeared? Or
I'm gone.
Gone. He's off the planet, too? Oh, awesome. All right. That's fabulous. Okay. Let's see. Putin got the president of Iran and of Turkey together to address the situation in Syria, which Russia has been very big on helping Syria survive. And against the cabal actions to take out Assad and kill Syria like they did every other country that they got hold of. But he got the three together. Apparently, this is a big deal.
Huge. Huge.
Huge, because Iran and Turkey have not always agreed on things, right?
That's a mild way to put it. Correct.
Okay. Okay, so this is very, very big and a very good deal. So Syria will survive and become a real country again?
Yes, and so will planet Earth.
Yes. Okay. So all the Middle East is going to be healed. I know that. And gotten. Very good. Okay, let's see. I can hardly read my own writing in my notes. This is not so good. Apparently, there are around close to 5,000 sealed indictments now that have been filed in federal courts in all the districts of the U.S. That's true. Okay. And most of these people, of course, don't know that these indictments are out against them, right?
They don't.
Okay. Are they going to wait to try to get everybody that belongs in, say, this first group of baddies for the sealed indictments before they open up the court cases and move forward in whatever way you do with the sealed indictment?
They need to get all the different major players indicted before they start.
Well, that does make sense. They're not giving anybody a heads up ahead of time. Right. Okay. How many more do they have to go approximately? They've done almost 5,000 now.
Less than that many more.
Okay, so it's under 10,000 altogether that they're going after. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do all three heads of state have teams out working on this every day to put these
indictments
together, you know, get the research, get the paperwork done, so forth. Are they being filed in the International Criminal Court, or are most of them in the U.S.?
Most of them are in individual countries.
Individual countries, okay. Maybe a few with the International Criminal Court because their activities span several countries. Would that be the case?
Correct.
Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, Dylan.
First of all, my phone can get into the call, and all I got was... So, who am I talking to? I didn't hear the first 5 minutes.
My name is Mother Teresa, Dylan.
Oh, hi, Mother Teresa. Thank you for being here. Out of these indictments that we keep hearing about, what is the approximate number they're going to get to before they start doing the major arrests? Is it 5,000, 6,000, 10,000?
The last one.
Pardon?
The last number you put out.
10,000. Okay.
Yes.
About how long will it be before they have this many indictments ready to go?
Well, I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. So we won't have a Happy New Year's thingy. So it'll probably be around Valentine's Day before they start making all the arrests?
Correct.
Okay. And then within our U.S. government, such as Congress people, senators, CIA, FBI, et cetera, is there a large percentage of these people as clones?
Clones. There's a large percentage of people that have been blackmailed or have simply chosen to go along with the cabal.
Okay, so they're not a clone. Like, we've been seeing a lot of clones that in the different areas of entertainment and media, all of a sudden they start shutting down for 15 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes or so. So you're saying most of these other people that I was just asking about are not clones? Or do we have clones in these possessions instead of humans?
In the Congress, no.
Okay. When they did the EMP burst for the California fire, does that affect the rest of the universe, such as like when a nuclear device is set off? Does this EMP affect other planets?
Other planets? No.
Okay, so it's just local here on Earth.
Correct.
Okay. There's been several different stories about different national parks. They're having their status as national parks taken away. And, of course, the news is always blaming Trump. Do you know if he is aware of this and is going to stop it? It's so developers can go in and put in casinos and hotels and stuff.
He will get around to addressing this.
Okay. And then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is being replaced by CIA Director Mike Pompeo, possibly in the next few weeks. Is Mike Pompeo a good man?
Mostly.
So yep. He'll have time to start shifting and having his heart opened before it actually occurs.
Yes.
Okay. And so is Senator Tom Cotton, who's going to replace Mike Pompeo, who's at the CIA that's going to become Secretary of State, is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, is he a good person?
I would like to say yes.
Oh. So I'm gathering he's not.
Correct.
So is Trump doing this to sort of catch Tom Cotton doing bad things so they can put an indictment against him?
Your president loves to fire people.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wonder if he says that in his sleep. You're fired. About a week ago, maybe a little bit longer, on Jane Gillian's Yosemite Ranch, they have a YouTube of this huge spacecraft that was flashing lights and such. And was that a good guy spacecraft?
Absolutely.
And what planet were they from? Are from? I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Arcturus.
Oh, Arcturus. Cool. So I know that is going all over the internet. So, can you tell me, Ari, my new adopted cat, he's getting better and better coming into the house because I moved the food and water bowl for the cat. Will it be much longer before he feels comfortable in the house and not bolt outside when one of us walks past him?
He's coming along. He's doing well. You're doing well. Feel good about it.
Okay, so would it be a big mistake that when he comes into the house, I walk out the front door and walk around the back side of the house and shut the door he came in? Would that be a bad mistake to do at the moment?
No.
Just wait. Oh, so I should do that to force him to stay in the house for a little while?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because it's getting so cold outside. And I'd like him to say, hey, this is a nice, warm environment here. So he won't hate
You're
me
taking
after
care
that.
Of him.
Pardon?
You're taking care of him, and bless you for that.
Okay. So my future husband has typhoid fever, and he's getting injections of medicine every day. Is there a very good possibility that him, his brother, and daughter will be in France by Christmas of 2017?
Only 97%.
97%.
Only.
Okay. Totally or only?
Only.
Okay. So is there anything you want me to be aware of personally?
Remember to smile.
Okay, yeah. A lot of stuff has been on my plate since the day before Thanksgiving, so I haven't been smiling much. Okay.
Well, I'm afraid that's true.
Yes. Anything else?
It's happening.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
It's happening, dear.
And what does "it's happening" mean?
It means that your life is becoming really, really, really what you want.
Oh, yes. Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mary Magdalene. And I'm very blessed that you're here today. Namaste.
Yeah. Namaste.
Cindy?
Yes?
Cindy? It's Mother Teresa who's here today. That's Mother Teresa. Okay.
Yes. And I didn't say that?
No, oh, I said Mary Magdalene.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mother Teresa. Sorry. Okay. Well, you're both great women, so what can I say? Okay. Thank you, Mary. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. David Steele has said that the ADL is kind of the top controller of not nice stuff that's happening in the U.S. and has been for some time, and that there's some new regulations, rules, whatever, in favor of Israel and against Americans, that he did a very good job of explaining how they're really shooting themselves in the foot now by being too aggressive, too open, and ridiculous. Like, people who need disaster relief and need loans for new homes or something, that in order to get the loan, they have to sign a paper that says they will not criticize Israel in any way. That, to me, is, of course, completely ridiculous. I think most Americans would agree, even good Jewish people, of which there's so many. Can you comment on, they're just going too far?
When one is desperate, they're not so worried about covering their tracks.
Okay, so this is just like another general cabal desperation move. It's really no different from that.
Correct.
Right. Okay. All right, well, I understand that. And there's a report that Bibi, the head of Israel, plans, he has enough senators and congressmen in his pocket that he plans a war declaration between the U.S. and Israel in February. Is that just a complete overconfidence and ridiculousness? But he believes that if it's being said.
Wishful thinking.
Okay, wishful thinking, yeah. Won't happen. All right, there's no way. Even if most of Congress is bribed and blackmailed by Israel or the cabal, still not going to happen. Not going to happen. Excellent. The Christmas pictures of the White House decorations, absolutely gorgeous. Anybody who hasn't seen this, it is stunning what Melania has done.
That it is.
Absolutely beautiful. I don't remember ever seeing anything so classy and so well done, as the video that shows people at a reception, probably all the local dignitaries and the people they want to thank, invited to a reception with beautiful food and all this gorgeous, gorgeous decorative stuff. Yes.
Yes.
All right. I think there's a lot of us who agree that this is the first really classy First Lady since Jackie Kennedy. And this is good.
This is very good.
Yeah, very, very good. Okay. Where does Potter fall into in comparison with Robert David Steele? Roy Potter has seemingly a lot of credibility as well. Would you speak to that?
This is a brave man, and his intentions are extremely good, and most of the time he's right on the mark.
Okay, so both of them are worth listening to with discernment, but pay attention.
Yeah.
Because you'll get better news than anywhere else, pretty much. All right?
Pretty much?
Pretty much.
Right on.
Okay. Well, where does the QAnon stuff that now apparently has been compromised so that there's a cabal trying to mislead people about that, but where does QAnon, or 4chan, where do they fit into this?
They are helping a great deal. And the reason you know they're helping a great deal is that the cabal is trying to discredit his, his work, their work.
Their work, yes. Yeah, anytime the cabal tries to discredit, you know you hit the mark. So it's a good deal. It's a hassle, but it's a good deal.
Correct.
Yes, okay. So the ones that are trying to discredit are putting swastikas and Heil Hitlers on their websites and trying to pretend. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes, well, they've been able to do it for so long, they just figure they can continue.
Oh, guess what? Big wake-up call coming, right?
Yes.
Big wake-up call. Okay. I have seen the Obama birth certificate thing surface again. And my sense is that he was really born in Kenya and was never qualified to run for president. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. Same with George Herbert, sorry, you know, Bush. Bush, it was really the Church family from Germany. He was born in Germany, was he not?
He was.
And nobody at the time was exposing the information that he was born, and this, according to our Constitution, is not eligible to even be nominated for president.
This is incorrect.
Yeah.
Those who did.
Oh, but it never made the mainstream because we didn't have the internet like we have now, and the word couldn't spread like it can now.
And the mainstream belongs to who?
Okay, I'm talking alternative. We didn't have the alternative internet. Mainstream is still very out to lunch and doing bad stuff.
Out to lunch? No. Cabal? Yes.
Cabal, yes. Well, the CIA and the mainstream are like twins, right? Joined at the hip.
And the glove.
The glove, right. Okay, what I meant is we didn't have the alternative media like we have now when Herbert Bush was nominated. So I'm not surprised that those people were killed. That's another nasty, nasty thing. Okay, Cobra has a new email out that was done in Japan, apparently, and focuses on the crystals and a number of books that might be helpful to the Japanese people, but these look like good. I mean, they're in English, too. This looks like a very nice list of books to catch up to things on, and including Enlightenment and Ascension and so forth. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so I will send that out with that little blurb. Okay.
Yourself, okay.
Okay, because those are things that we ought to pick up and read ourselves. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Okay. There's a new email out about there's some bone treats that are being sold for dogs that are lethal. 15 dogs in the report have died. What's with that?
If your objective is to cause fear and pain in the population, that's one of the ways you can accomplish it.
Carol, okay. Go after people's pets.
Yes.
That they love. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Mother Teresa.
Everyone.
My question tonight is my husband and I's financial situation is getting quite scary. Can you tell me if that's going to improve in the near future? We're going to make it through this?
Let me ask somebody who knows.
Will it improve?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
But I was asking you.
I know, but I'm somebody who knows.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I needed to ask somebody who knows. And here's the real answer. Just as soon as you decide it will, it will.
Okay. So you're saying we haven't decided yet?
Right. You're waiting like the answer is out there somewhere when it's you who's generating it.
Hmm. Okay, I will contemplate that. Thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome, Dylan.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, Carol. Thank you. Okay. So we were talking about the bone treats. Is this a false report to just make people afraid of buying bone treats, or is it the truth?
It's the truth.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so by bone treats, do they mean those rawhide chewies? Mm-hmm. No, it's some kind of different.
It's for the teeth, for bone made out of bone material for the teeth of the animal.
Okay, made out of bone material. You mean they're supposed to chew it and it cleans their teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so that's different from the rawhides that are so popular for many dogs.
Yes.
That also do some good to clean teeth, do they
yes,
not?
I do. Yes.
Okay. But the bone treats are specifically marketed for teeth cleaning.
Yes.
That's what you're saying, instead of taking them to the vet to have the vet clean the teeth. Yes?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. All right, so just simply avoid those, but not to be in fear, right?
Fear never serves.
Never. Never, never, never.
Discernment serves. Love serves. Fear serves.
Right. Got it. Okay. There's a lot of us, I think, who would like to see Trump connect better with the American people directly. Now, Twitter's been an advantage, but then, of course, Twitter is similar to Facebook and all of those, Google and whatever that may be taken down. And so I'm actually surprised that Twitter's letting a lot of his stuff go through. It is controlled by the cabal, is it not, Twitter?
There's a question about that?
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, Mary and Rod and Mother Teresa. Thank you so much for being here. I had a question that just... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was simply saying it's my pleasure to...
Oh, thank you. Beautiful. I had a question about my work. The job I'm in has become very interesting energy, And I'm wondering if I'm there for a purpose or if it's just showing me that it's time for me to move on. Or
the latter.
It's time for me to move on. Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Is there anything else that you can tell that I would be good to know at this time?
The horses would really love for you to whistle more to them.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. They're doing well, though, overall. It's getting cold.
They're doing well.
Okay. They don't need blankets. They like their own fur better.
They would appreciate blankets, but they're doing all right.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Thank you. Anything else?
Keep your head up, girl.
Keep my head up. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Many blessings to all of you. Thank you, Mary. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. You probably have a blanket for them from a year ago in the winter, right, when we still couldn't bring them here to Maui. So if you do, and it gets really cold, maybe break those out.
Okay, I'd have to buy them new ones, but that's fine. If that will make them more comfortable, I'll find a way to do that.
Okay, it would probably be wise, and where they'll be here, it does occasionally get cold. Not cold like okay. Snow and stuff like that, but yeah. Where they might want them as well. So, okay?
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good.
That helps. Okay, I'm on it.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. Thank you. I love you.
Love you. Take care. Okay, so there's been a lot of talk about talking directly, like Roosevelt did with the fireside chat, which was very valuable. Not that he was a good person or that all that, but at least people felt there was some direct connection. And Trump really, there's a lot of talk about him really needing to do that, which he does have a very full plate. However, is there progress being made on his own channel or some way through the internet, which has been suggested as best, to be able to talk directly to anybody who will listen, not just on Twitter? I mean, we're not on Twitter, so I have to rely on somebody else to, you know, expose that. What can you address to that?
That solution is in the works. Basically, the Trump show.
Trump show, I like that. Okay, so will that take place in full operational mode within a month or two or three or soon, as soon as they can pull it off?
Before mid-January.
Oh, good. That's only 6 weeks or less away. That is excellent. Okay.
Coming.
Very, very good. I think that's really important, and I think would help people who are either confused or on the fence or don't pay enough attention to the information that's available. So they're not sure whether to be positive or negative about him. I think that's a lot of the public. And then there's others that just don't pay attention at all and are up in their own tree, so to speak, and are not good people that I see who are, here is a divinely decreed right person for the job at this time. And yet some of these people who are negative about him call themselves light workers and good people, and they are good people. I'm not saying they're not. And they're against him. It's like, there's a disconnect there for me.
Well, it has been very much popularized to oppose him.
Well, sure, the major media is after him big time.
Yes, so those people will have to wake up.
They will have to wake up, and the channel, the Trump show, would help, would it not?
Certainly will.
Oh, good. In only 6 weeks.
Not would, will.
Will. Yeah, will. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so very, very much, Mother Teresa, for being here. We are very grateful. Do you have a last word for our callers and listeners?
Blessings to all of you.
Thank you. Everybody needs that. Thank you so much. We're very grateful. Okay. Namaste.